So far, the fighting in eastern Ukraine has killed thousands and displaced tens of thousands. Those who've had to flee their homes don't know when or even if they'll be able to return to their normal lives. And the scars of a civil war can last way longer than the conflict itself. That's something that people in El Salvador are familiar with. The civil war there ended more than two decades ago. But still today, some families that were separated during the Salvadoran civil war in the 1980s have not been reunited. There's an effort, though, here in the U.S. to change that. The World's Monica Campbell has our story from California.
Rosario was in her kitchen in Oakland recently, listening to her favorite Spanish radio station.
Estaba haciendo mi almuerzo y luego escuché.
She says she was making her lunch when she heard about a campaign that she realized could change her life.
Were you separated from your child during the war in El Salvador between 1980 and 1992?
The Probúsqueda Association of Disappeared Children from El Salvador will help you.
It's a push to make Salvadorans in the U.S. aware of efforts to reunite families through DNA testing. The wartime separations, estimated in the thousands, happened many ways. Some kids were taken by soldiers and sold to orphanages. Others were put up for adoption by their parents under duress. In El Salvador, this reunification campaign has existed for years, and some reunions have happened. But the new U.S. campaign hopes to reach immigrants like Rosario, Salvadorans who fled the war for the U.S. and left children behind. Rosario, who asked that her real name not be used to protect her privacy, says hearing about the reunification project on the radio triggered painful memories, but also some hope. She says she remembers that day in 1983 when she gave up her infant girl. The war had intensified, and a man said he could take her baby to the U.S.
Y yo la entregué a una persona que ni el nombre me acuerdo de él.
She says she doesn't even remember the man's name. It was a quick exchange, no paperwork. Later on, in the 80s, Rosario fled El Salvador herself for California.
Nos transportaron en un camión lleno de plátanos verdes.
She says she was transported to the U.S. border in the back of a truck hauling bananas. It took 3 weeks with 64 other Salvadorans, all squeezed together. Her two other children eventually followed her. And for decades, she's wondered what happened to that girl she left behind, who'd be 33 now. Rosario asks herself, where does she live? And is she curious about her past, her biological mother? It was enough for her to call up the number announced on the radio, and that eventually connected her to this man.
My name is Cristian Orrego Benavente. I'm the director of forensic programs at the Human Rights Center, University of California, Berkeley.
And he works with ProBúsqueda, the Salvadoran nonprofit leading the reunification effort. Orrego collected Rosario's DNA sample and added it to ProBúsqueda's growing family database. He knows the samples can lead to family reunions, and he's helped identify hundreds of missing Salvadoran children. But Orrego also knows many more children are still unaccounted for. One encouraging sign is a growing stack of manila envelopes in Orrego's office, each with a DNA sample.
These are packages?
These are packages that are received back. Why don't we take a look?
Orrego puts on latex gloves and takes the rubber band off one bundle of envelopes.
These are sealed with a number, but so far it's about children, young adults. What we want with the outreach campaign is that we now begin to receive or to contact families in this country that say, we lost a child.
And that's what makes Rosario's case a breakthrough. She's the first Salvadoran immigrant in the U.S. to respond to this campaign. I asked her what she'd say to that grown woman if a meeting actually happens.
Pues, allí solamente, no sé, en ese momento, ¿cómo podría yo expresarme?
Rosario says she doesn't know what she'd say at that moment. That moment, though, will only happen if her biological child hears about this campaign and wants a reunion, too. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Berkeley.